Welcome to Red Eye. It's like, dude, where's my car? If by car you mean mask made of human skin. Let's go to TV's Andy Levy for our pregame report. Andy, what's coming up on tonight's show? Old sport.
Thanks, Greg. Our top story tonight. What is the deal with the world's first 3D printed gun? Well, it's real and it is spectacular. Plus, in a commencement address at Ohio State, President Obama urges graduates to fight the power and rebel against the system. Nah, just kidding. He tells them to trust the government. And finally, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie kills a spider in front of a group of fourth graders. Not really sure what the story is here. I'm sure rhinos crush spiders all the time. Greg?
Thanks, Andy.
You betcha.
Go away. Let's welcome our guest. Well, she's so British, her apartment has a moat. I'm here tonight with author and political commentator Imogen Lloyd Webber. Oh, that was an interesting little hand waver. And her latest book is called The Twitter Diaries. Buy it. And if insightful commentary were pears, he'd come in a glass jar, which would then be stored in a cellar. It's Dan Bova. He's Maxim Magazine's editor-in-chief. There it is. With who's on the cover there?
That's Ashley Tisdale.
I didn't ask you!
It's Ashley Tisdale, Greg.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Yeah. And in Minnesota, he's a doorstop. It's my repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz. Hopefully he will not drool today. And he's so cool, even his leather jacket owns a leather jacket. And that leather jacket, it smokes meth. Sitting right next to me, Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com TV. And Reason.com.
A Block, the lead. That's the first story. Remember when I said I'd kill you last, Greg? I lied.
Shut up. All right, I am a little angry before we start this whole thing. If you want to take a look at this, this here, nice shot. This is a glass of water. Some keeps stealing our glasses. We have been on the air at Fox News now for 6 years. Nobody steals Cavuto's glasses. Nobody steals the five glasses, but they steal Red Eye's glasses. And why do they steal Red Eye's glasses? Because they think they can. Because they think nobody cares about Red Eye. So they keep taking our glasses. I know who you are because I put in a hidden camera. I didn't. But they might think I did. I know who's doing this. I know who you are. You're a sad person. I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down, and I'm going to kill you or perhaps date you. All right. It's an invention that will blow you away. A Texas company has produced the world's first gun from a 3D printer, and they put the blueprints of this plastic weapon online, wherever that is, Dan. The Liberator, as it's called, sounds like a vibrator, looks like a toy gun, but fires real bullets, and anyone can build one in their basement. But does the weapon work? Well, Defense Distributed's founder, Cody Wilson, demonstrated in a video posted Monday. Was what you showed us? I thought you were going to show us how the gun is made. Who is producing this show? All right, on Sunday, New York Senator Chuck Schumer expressed reservations about printable pistols.
We're facing a situation where any felon, a terrorist, can open a gun factory in their garage and the weapons they make will be undetectable. It's stomach churning.
It is stomach churning. Anyway, it seems that Schumer is as leery of the guns as this corgi is of spoons. Oh, corgi. You must know spoons don't kill corgis. Only corgis kill corgis. Hey, Gillespie, welcome to the program. Glad you're dressed in black as usual. My goodness. For every day is a funeral.
It's a totally different show.
I know. All right. People are both freaked out by this technology because you're making guns and also awed by it. Right. Where do you come down on it? I think it's pretty impressive and amazing.
Yeah, I think it's incredible. And I just, you know, it's going to be great when terrorists go out of their garage, like Chuck Schumer said, and they're like, I got to get to Walmart and get that toner cartridge.
Yeah.
Because the gun, you know, the handle's not coming out. You know, what's great is that Obama actually talked about 3D printing as this great liberating, you know, Jetson-style future, right. All of that in his State of the Union address.
Yes.
And you know what? This is what happened.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's totally awesome. And it's totally great. And the hysteria, I mean, you know, Chuck Schumer, the last time we saw him, he was wetting his pants over Ford Loco and
right.
you know, various other things that were going to destroy Western civilization. Over the past 20 years, guns have become more widespread, more widely available than ever. The violent crime rate has dropped, and even the violent crime rate with firearms has dropped from 2.4 per 100 or per 1,000 people to 1.4. William Burroughs, the great beat writer, and Robert Heinlein, the sci-fi writer, both said an armed society is a polite society. Mm-hmm. And so bring on the 3D guns. It'll make us safer still.
I wouldn't bring out William Burroughs into this story since he did shoot his wife in the head.
Well, you know what? I guess maybe she wasn't polite.
You're terrible. No, actually, he shot her because he was doing a trying to shoot an apple off her head.
That's the story.
That's the story. He was kind of a jerk. No. Anyway, Bova, okay, if this 3D printer was like churning out hot robot women, no one would care. But because
I think they would care a lot.
I think your people would. By that I mean lonely perverts. But now the problem is with 3D printers, you cannot control what is made because you can make anything. How do you feel about this? If you have any feelings at all, which I doubt.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, the technology, as you said, is so amazing. But what is it about people? Like immediately, you take this technology and you build a weapon or pornography out of it.
Yes.
Like nothing like nice can ever happen. You can't make a plastic puppy that sneezes butterflies.
They're doing that. It's just who cares about that? You got real puppies.
Yes.
You want plastic guns?
Well, no, I don't know. I think creating 3D puppies would be great because then they no longer wet the floor or poop. As long as they're little robots, they're kind of adorable. Imogen, you love guns of all shapes and sizes. Will you be making your own Liberator?
Well, here's the thing. Call me short-termist and all this, but these printers, they cost like $8,000. Uh-huh. And these guns, well, to me, they seem complicated. They're like 16 parts.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more scared by the scary guy who can go online without a background check, buy a gun that definitely works by a proper manufacturer. So I'm not too freaked out by these guns yet because my fear is elsewhere right now.
I think that's a good point that you're making. By the way, I'm looking forward to getting the first 3D printer that makes 3D printers.
Oh.
And then you know what's going to happen?
I think my mind just exploded there.
All over my nice
coat. By the way, you know that video? It looked like a North Korea video.
It did.
The one at the top. It looked like something that
poorly made.
Can I get those guys to do my kid's bar mitzvah? That would be amazing.
It would be. Bill, someday soon, I may just print out a new one of you every day so I can drown the original in its own spit.
Why don't you just let me have the day off instead? Then it's win-win. I get to watch TV, new build of something stupid. America wins. My only thought when I saw this is something we need. No longer must we be able to sneak through the plastic guns into the arena. We'll just wait till we get in and print one out. You don't even need security anymore. And also, of course, this guy's name is Cody. It had to be Kobe. No Steve would make something as American as this. Certainly no Chad. It's an all-American name like Cody.
Cody, you are so correct. But the thing is, this is the beginning. This is bigger than the internet. I think you're going to have the ability to make sandwiches and medications and alcohol in your house because all you do is punch in the ingredients and poof.
You know, by the way, you can do all of those things already.
No, that's right.
Yeah,
you
so
can.
And again, to go to Imogen's point, you can also order those online. And you don't even have to pay sales tax.
I cannot believe I just said it's going to be able to make sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
One day we'll have ice makers the refrigerator.
You're like Dr. Faustus. Like, sandwich.
I am actually a moron.
A toast thing that makes actual toast? Burns, you say?
All right. From guns to gowns. Uncle Sam isn't a sham. That's the headline from President Obama's commencement speech at Ohio State University. Go swollen nipples. Yep, speaking on Sunday to graduates, he suggested government isn't so bad, Jewitz.
You've grown up
hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems, you should reject these voices. Because what they suggest is that our brave and creative and unique experiment in self-rule is somehow just a sham with which we can't be trusted.
BAM acknowledges that, quote, our democracy isn't working as well as we know it can, and then later he offered a dare.
And look at all that America's already accomplished. Look how big we've been. I dare you, class of 2013, to do better. I dare you to dream bigger.
Well, I dare you to something. All right, speaking of dreaming bigger, this dog chasing the impossible stick. What is wrong with you, Bill? Bill is having compulsions.
Amazing. Oh, wow. He made his own fun.
Now, you know what you saw in him? You saw you because he was turtling it. He's not wearing any pants, just like you.
It was all of that would have been fine, but he had to make the noise
just to get it better. Or the cameraman making that noise.
Yes.
If you were filming it, you would have definitely been making that noise.
All right, let's try to get back to whatever story we were doing. I think it was about Obama's commencement imaging.
Yeah.
Don't you think that a young Barack Obama would have responded to his message, perhaps the message being trust government, a little differently? Like, wasn't it about, you know, speaking truth to power?
Well, first of all, what was Obama doing in Ohio? There's not an election. I thought politicians only went to Ohio when there was an election.
Mm,
but that's
point.
Just a sidebar. This just wasn't a very inspiring commencement speech.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Oprah will give a great one at Harvard at the end of the month, looking forward to that. But this was no Steve Jobs in 2005. Yeah. This was no Aaron Sorkin talking about how the students were all dumb.
Mm-hmm.
This was just a bit...
Yeah, it was. You know what it is? Anytime... Yeah, that's a great point. It wasn't that he said the fact that he was saying, oh, reject the voices of cynicism. He was saying dare to dream, and I'm sorry, Nick, whenever anybody tells me to dream, I know they're full of crap.
No.
Dreams are bad.
The good thing is that out of those 10,000 people sitting there, you know, fully 10,000 of them were not listening.
That's it.
And, you know, the thing that, and I, my older son actually goes to Ohio State. He just completed his freshman year, did quite well. It's
Must
a great
nice.
School. They have terrible taste in commencement speakers. You know, the thing that made people think of government as separate and sinister is, you know, two wars, just in the 21st century alone, two wars, a stupid health care program, Obama, who is like, you know, he used to be the heavy guy in the Choom gang smoking pot. He still has not, you know, said what he's going to do about legal pot in Colorado and Washington State. I mean, he is such an idiot. And he has done far more to discredit government, and so did George W. Bush before him, than anything Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes or the Koch brothers put together could have done.
Wow. Interesting, Bill. Wow. You were asked to speak at the Happy Homeless College down by the overpass. Did you ever accept?
There's nothing happy about them, I found out.
Yes.
It was a hopeful name for a very sad area.
Well, they offered to pay you in squirrel feces.
I only heard squirrel. I'm like, I can't eat this. Turns out you can. I think he's just depressed because he knows with the amount of security there, he can't do what every other commencement address person does, and the only reason why they show up. I'll give you a perfect example. You mentioned Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
There's an old saying on college campuses, if you're Aaron Sorkin, afterwards you're porking. And that, by that I mean that they all just go right after the co-eds at the parties, right immediately after the speech. Obama can't do that, therefore a milquetoast speech.
Dan, I want to ask you, because
you speak
to young Americans through your magazine, I think it's called Maximum. What would you say, if you had a commencement, what were the things that you would like to hear, or would you like to tell young people?
We're all going to get laid! I was at my commencement speech was delivered by Neil Diamond.
Really?
I went to NYU, and he did a rendition of Louie Louie, but he sang NYU-y,
no.
You gotta go now.
That
true story.
True. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It was amazing.
Wow.
There was a lot of parents going,
wow.
Yeah, that's like $100,000.
Really, but you know that at least you could. That's a great story to tell. I mean, it. I thought it might be a great story to tell, but I think it went over pretty badly.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if you had somebody who knew how to tell it.
Yeah, if there was somebody who had a joke that followed that up.
Greg, who spoke at your commencement?
I didn't go to mine. I was hungover and I missed it, and I can't remember at all. Although at my high school graduation, Neil Young showed up.
Really?
And because his brother-in-law was in my class.
His brother-in-law?
See, that's how you tell a story.
Yeah.
Did he perform?
No, he didn't.
Huh?
No. Well, no, he did perform surgery, but he didn't perform.
Oh, my God.
From socialist to psychosis. Can seeking friends online make you lose your mind? Well, researchers claim that Facebook and other social media sites can make people go batty in the brain. Scientists at the University of Tel Aviv, go hairless tripods, have linked psychotic episodes in patients to internet addiction and delusions caused by intense virtual relationships. They observed that lonely patients' moods got worse the more they socialized online, with the head of the study noting. In each case, a connection was found between the exacerbation of psychotic symptoms, including delusions, anxiety, confusion, and intensified use of computer communications. He added that all the patients developed psychotic symptoms, and one even hallucinated that, quote, the person beyond the screen was physically touched. Her. Oh, I've been there. I think we're all looking for a connection. One like this.
What are you doing?
Is that like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or something?
I don't know what that was, but it disgusted me. Bova. The doctors claim that Facebook creates a break from reality for their patients. Why is that so bad? What's wrong with a break from reality?
I have to say, as someone who follows Greg Gutfeld on Twitter, it's one of my singular delights when you're not seeing eye to eye with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just exchanging some pleasantries with them. Do you ever feel a psychotic break in your brain while you're typing, or is that just...
Are you referring to any examples?
Oh, Jesus. too many to name.
It is not a good thing. I admit it is not a good thing. You know what it is? It reminds me of Imogen. It reminds me of when people talk about how their personality changes when they're driving. And, like, you can yell at somebody outside a window who you never would yell at before. Is exactly what happens online, I think.
Exactly. I hate face stalk because that's what it is. Face stalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's Facebook.
It's face stalk, because what you do is you stalk your exes online.
It's what they call it.
But here's the thing. Here's what I figured out about it, because it used to freak me out. All my sort of friends from university with their white picket fences and three children, etc. The people with the most picture-perfect lives online are the ones most likely to end up destitute and or divorced, because they're living life in the virtual world, not in the real world.
Are you saying this to comfort yourself?
Not because, okay, I don't have a white picket fence or children. Or a husband.
And why does it have to be white?
I thought we were getting married.
I have to ask, why does it have to be white? I don't see colored fences.
Really quick, Nick. Isn't it sort of obvious that social media would compound people's insecurities because that's what it was created to begin with?
First we have to go back to this study has three people in it.
Yeah.
And two of them were probably the lead researcher sock puppeting himself. So,
right.
No, I'll pass on this.
I find that to be quite a turn on. Bill, is the reason why you're not on Facebook because of this finding, or because your dealer is on LinkedIn?
My dealer's on LinkedIn?
Yes.
Oh, that would eliminate so much of the middleman. One day we'll be able to digitally print our dealers, and that will be a thing. And then you're like, why didn't I just do the drugs?
Yeah,
you don't have to pay more.
If there's only a way for you, there's only a way for you to actually make methamphetamine in your trailer.
Yeah, that.
Well, I've got a bathtub and a whole lot of Moxie. What else do I need? Probably stuff you can find in your average Dwayne Reed kids.
All right, we got to take a break. Coming up, does the average guy ever have a chance with hot women in media? Imogen Lloyd Webber discusses her new book, Get Out of My Face, You Homely Sack of Crap.
Wow.
Pretty harsh, I believe. What does Lindsay Lohan really think of rehab? The answer will probably be, where's my cocaine? Everybody's so silent right now. All right. He's not the same as those who maim. Obama pal and former Weather Underground terrorist Bill Ayers says it's not fair to compare him to the Boston Marathon bombers. Speaking at Kent State over the weekend, he insisted that because nobody died in the Weather Underground bombings, he and his fellow heads can't be lumped in with the head Boston brothers. Says Ayers, to conflate a group of fundamentalist people who are nihilistic in some way with a group of people who spent their lives trying to oppose the murder of 6,000 people a week, there's no equivalence. Property damage. That's what we did. Of course, this conveniently overlooks the fact that Ayers' lover and two other underground members were killed when bombs went off in their apartments, bombs that the group had planned to set off at a dance at an army base. But I'd rather focus on something else, a situation underway at Andy Levy's apartment. One of us, and it's you, Bill, are going to have to go over there because this is getting really, really scary.
I feel that we should call child services because those are his kids.
I know.
As far as he is concerned.
They're hairy children.
Babies.
Hairy children. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
So basically what Ayers is saying, his justification for not being compared to the Boston bombers is that they were actually good. They succeeded in killing Americans, and they were not good. They just killed themselves, among other people.
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrorism envy, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Bill Ayers, I have never understood the romance around the Weather Underground, and they still have movies come out about them, about how, they were good kids, just driven insane by the Vietnam War, and that's just so much BS. Mm-hmm. They were rotten people who have slipped the noose, not necessarily being, you know, executed for being idiots, but they have never taken responsibility for wanting to blow people up. And
they should be, if they went after Fort Dix and tried to kill some innocent people, they should be dead. I mean, we should not be talking about Bill Ayers because he would have been dead for 30 years by now. Dan, doesn't he know that people could Google him and find out all the horrible things he did? He does a speech where he doesn't mention this stuff. Like, yeah, we never killed anybody. Yes, you did.
Yeah, there's a lot on the internet I wish I could erase about myself that people wouldn't know.
That's the only interesting stuff there is about
you. Right, this is true. I feel like, you know, his point was that they were combating violence by planting these bombs.
Yes.
Isn't that like a fly in your Chardonnay? Or rain on your wedding day?
It could be.
Isn't it ironic, Bill?
Is that Atlantis?
You know what's interesting? Right. Bill wasn't even listening to you.
I was having some ear issues.
He was
right
having, and I knew, I
mostly think, because Alanis makes my ear.
I thought you were going to go somewhere like fighting violence with bombing is like fighting psoriasis with scratching, or I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
Is that what it was written down?
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. Imogen, what do you make of this?
A bomb's a bomb. I had a near miss with an IRA bomb in 1992. Mm. Now, there were some Americans, Peter King, who said that the IRA absolutely had a point.
Yeah.
But a bomb is a bomb. Terrorism is terrorism. The Boston bombers were allegedly claiming that they were upset about wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. These guys were upset about a war in Vietnam. Whatever. You don't then go and make a bomb. That is terrorism. That is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Bill makes a bomb every morning.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Whiskey. Yeah. Yeah. Guinness.
Didn't you go to the same high school?
Yes, I am proud to be a notable alumni of Lake Forest Academy right there with Bill Ayers. Go Cactus. Okay. Which is why I must recuse myself from this conversation. Although I have to say, why are we still talking about this failed, crappy, hacky radical? I feel like the only reason that he gets publicity is because right-wing media wants to give him publicity because he was a liberal.
Wait.
He was invited to go speak at a commemoration of Kent State where like four people were killed for no good reason.
I don't know why they invited him either. I'm not going to give them any credit for doing that too. But I feel like he wouldn't have even been in their radar if we wouldn't all just keep pointing to Bill Ayers, Bill Ayers, Bill Ayers.
You know, the problem
and
is,
by the way, he, a successful bombing.
But wait, you know, one of the great ironies of Bill Ayers' career is, you know, he stunk at blowing up things. He released a memoir and had a New York Times story on September 11th, 2001. Where the opening line was, you know, I wish we had planted more bombs.
Yes, yeah. I remember
right.
that.
I regret, you know, that we didn't do more. He's like the Oscar Schindler of terrorists. Like, I wish we could have done, you know, we could have done more of this wristwatch. It's one more bomb.
Yeah, but and the other thing, too,
just
is
bad.
No matter how many bombers there are, only Robert Redford makes a movie about the weather underground. All right, we gotta take a break. Comment on the show. Email us. It's redeye@foxnews.com. Andy, you have a video of your animal doing something interesting, odd. And Andy, please don't send any more of your cat videos. Go to foxnews.com/redeye and click on a video. Submit a video. Sorry. We might use it. Still to come, the halftime report from whatever. TV's Andy Levy. Ugh.
Tonight's halftime report is sponsored by helium, that second lightest chemical element often used to fill balloons. Thanks, helium.
We're back. Let's find out if we got anything.
I don't care. You tell them I want them off the curtains now. I don't care. I got to get them off the curtains. Sorry, Greg. Sorry.
That's all right. Everything okay at home?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Why?
They don't listen, Greg. They don't listen.
Well, maybe because you indulge them.
Oh, sorry, guy with no kids of his own. Like, you know.
I told you to stop it, too.
God.
Wrap it up.
Did someone really steal our cups again?
Yeah.
What the hell, man? I don't know.
This has got to be the sixth or seventh time our cups have been stolen.
It is time to draw a red line, Greg.
It is time to draw a red line.
Yes.
What does he mean?
Movie reference?
Yeah. 3D guns. Nick, you said it's going to be great when terrorists have to go to Walmart to get a toner cartridge.
Yep.
Come on, man. 3D printers don't use no toner. You know that.
All right. I'm waiting for the inkjet. I'm not going to be able to afford the inkjet.
No, it's such a ripoff.
Dan, you said whenever a new technology comes out, it's always used for weapons or porn. Mm-hmm. First of all, God bless America.
Yeah, true.
Second of all, though, you make a good point. Sex toy makers cannot be happy about this technology.
No, I mean, people are going to be shooting themselves in the...
The 3D printer will make certain things obsolete, and one of them will be the sex toy business.
Hasn't the produce aisle already done that?
Forget about liberators. Print me an accommodator. Yeah. For those of you who don't know what it is, Google it, and you'll fix it to your chin.
Yeah. Nick, soon you will be able to make produce at home.
What has happened to this show? We can't even do a serious topic.
Yeah. Imogen, you said at the moment you need these printers are expensive, whatever, which is true, but obviously the prices are going to continue to fall, and eventually it's going to be the average consumer is going to be able to buy these.
Yeah, I did admit I was being short-termist.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate that.
Mm. If they're made by Apple, they will stay the same price every year.
There is that.
Yeah. What's that?
There is that. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Mm. Greg, you said soon you're going to be able to use these printers to make sandwiches, and Nick pointed out you can already do that at home. But I think, in your defense, I think what you were referring to was a Star Trek-like food replicator where basically you can order whatever you want and it takes base ingredients in and makes you whatever the hell you want.
The first step is probably going to be a pizza printer. Because you're gonna have the basic, you're gonna have a cartridges of tomato sauce and flour, and a cartridge of like pastrami or pepperoni, and then you just kind of go blah blah blah, and then every year, you can just keep changing the cartridges, and you're just gonna keep printing out pizzas.
Will the noid happen though? Then will you finally will have avoided the noid?
Yeah. Or you could just take one out of your freezer and put it in the oven. I guess I don't know.
But you have a printer to do it.
But I'm saying if it's just pizza, it's got to print. It's got to be able to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Call me when you can fax a pizza.
Hey.
Yeah. All right.
But you would need that if you have your own printer, you jerk.
It'd be messy, you double jerk.
Ah, right into that.
You did. You just got. You're the meat in a jerk sandwich.
By the way, here's Cody Wilson of Defense Distributed explaining what this really is all about. He says, "Quote." What this project's really about, f*** your laws, you know what I'm saying? It's stepping up, it's being able to go, you know what, I don't like this legal regime, I neatly step outside of it, now what, you know?
You know what? Going back to what Bill said.
That's a Cody.
That's a Cody. And that's a press release.
Every Cody speaks in his own language.
Yeah.
It's a code.
Obama commencement. Imogen, you asked what Obama was doing in Ohio since there's no election.
Yeah.
True, but midterms are next year.
Okay.
Also, they gave him an honorary doctorate, which in my day used to be called a bribe.
Mm. Right. Well, there you are then.
Yeah. Mm. Nick, you said your oldest son goes to Ohio State?
That is correct.
Was he there?
No, he's a freshman.
Oh, all right.
Or was.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to him?
You move on. You move on.
That's why you make more than one.
That's right. New parents. And Aaron is
See, if you have a 3D printer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You could add a bunch
of
sons.
You could make as many freshmen as you want.
Make, exactly.
You can make kids at home now, too. Yeah. Yeah. Actually.
Do a little Cody Gillespie. Make us dad proud.
Facebook makes you crazy. Greg, Dan asked you if you've ever feel psychotic when you're talking to people on Twitter. I got it. Dana Perino's Jasper pictures.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much make me feel psychotic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
and she's like Son of Sam on Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bill she doesn't need a 3D printer.
What? No. No, she really doesn't. Some of those pictures are 3D enough. Thank you very much.
Exactly. They're at least 1D.
Yeah. Bill Harris says Weather Underground can't be compared to the Boston Marathon bombers. Imogen, you said a bomb is a bomb and terrorism is terrorism. Yeah, and you correctly pointed out, Ayers tries to skirt around this. He says, well, we were against the Vietnam War, but the Boston guys, he just says they were just nihilists. But as you put it, that's not true. They had an ideology behind them the way he had behind him.
Exactly. Fundamentally, a bomb is a bomb, terrorism is terrorism.
Yeah. I think this is, you know what he is? He's a grumpy old terrorist.
Mm. Well, there you are.
Back in my day.
And they're normally not alive, are they?
Yeah. No, but he's like,
so, you
back,
know,
back in my day, we were protesting the Vietnam War. Now these kids with their nihilism.
Yeah. What do they know?
Yeah. Yeah. They're 3D printers.
Yeah.
Their Cody's
wearing their hats backwards.
We didn't even wear hats.
Bill, the reason quote-unquote right-wingers keep bringing up Bill Ayers is because of the dumb romanticizing of people like him by the left, like your Hollywood pal, Robert Redford.
Robert Redford was not playing Bill Ayers. And not that I support his support of the Weather Underground, whoever he was playing, an amalgam of perhaps people like Ayers.
Yeah.
But that is in the minority, and the other side of the media definitely does not promote this dude.
No, I didn't say it was the media, but it's the fact that people like Bill Ayers, they can go from somehow being straight-up terrorists to getting, you know...
tenured positions.
Tenured professorial positions, get asked to speak at colleges, as if they never did anything bad.
And guess what else? It's not, you wouldn't see a terrorist become so close to a commander in chief if it were a Republican now, would you? I mean, you can't spell Obama without bomb.
Or Bill. Don't think about that.
Bill, yes. Yeah. No, yes, you can.
Also, by the way, I don't know if we can, I forgot to ask for this. We probably can't put up that Bill Ayers picture again. Yeah. He's got earrings.
He's got two earrings.
He's got an earring in each ear. He's a grown-ass man with earrings in his ears.
Yes.
He's a pirate.
He is a pirate.
Look, I mean, come on.
Actually, that looks like an antimine. Aunt Helga. Yeah.
How dare you smear your aunt?
Sorry, Helga.
Just right. Awful.
You smear your
aunt. I am done.
We're going to move on. Coming up, what clothes never go out of style? And it's Nick Gillespie. He discusses his new book, I'm Wearing a Leather Jacket Under My Leather Jacket. Also, my socks are made of leather. The Nick Gillespie Story by Nick Gillespie.
Quite a long title.
Why is PETA upset at Chris Christie? If you leave now, I will go back in time and tease a different story. Is he a thug for killing a bug? Well, PETA's upset at Chris Christie for squashing a spider in front of a group of fourth graders. The New Jersey governor's office captured the insect assassination on camera.
Where is he? There he is.
It's a spider. That's staple. Yeah, why?
You know, that's why he's pro-death penalty. He just likes to kill things, and it makes me sick to my stomach that he took so much glee in killing that harmless little spider anyway. So what was PETA's take on the non-event? Said the group's president in a statement, quote, he probably did it without thinking. Oh, I think he did. Some people put the spider outside, but spiders are often scary to people, and that could prevent them from pondering their worth. It's so true. Let's discuss this. A in
lightning round. Lightning round.
Nick, PETA called out President Obama for killing a fly in 2009. So at least they are fair in their stupidity.
Yeah, no, they're not mammal-centric. No, they are. You know, their primary function is to remind you of why you stop talking to people the minute you learn they're vegans.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, okay, it's over.
It is over. Dan, from a publicity standpoint, does calling out people for little things like this all the time help or hurt their cause?
I would say it hurts their cause, because in the end, what's the difference if the spider or Bill lives or dies? I think we're all just surprised Chris Christie didn't eat it. That's a joke, because he's big.
Wait, thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in what you said about Bill being no more important than a spider.
Yeah, just imagine just being able to boop.
You know, if I were like a spider, then with my great power would come great responsibility. That's something you can't fathom.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, Imogen.
Give me something to think about.
You once tossed a bag of turtles off London Bridge.
I did, yeah.
Did PETA know about that? And did they just leave you alone?
Well, they do now. And PETA scares me more than pretty much anything. So when something horrible happens to me, you can blame PETA for that. Mm-hmm. The good news for Chris Christie is Prince Harry is visiting him this week.
That's true.
So the news cycle will change and it will be about Harry and Christie and Vegas or something. I don't know.
I hope they get naked.
Shirtless pics.
Bill, you've been described as the house fly of Fox News. Do you think PETA would send us a letter if someone dropped a copy machine on your head?
Clearly you weren't listening. I am the spider of Fox News, which to me sounds pretty awesome. And secondly, I don't care that Christie killed a bug with his hand. If you watch the video, the thing he does after that is he sticks it in his pocket.
Yeah.
The hell else is in there? That is weird.
You know what happens? He comes home from work, and you know how, like, your dad used to put change on the dresser? He just pulls out thousands of dead spiders. He's like, oh, hi, honey. And he just goes like this, and he just keeps doing it. He goes, and she's going, and Mrs. Chris is going, why are you doing this? He goes, I don't know. I have thousands of dead spiders in my pocket, and I can't stop it. Crushing them in my hands.
Oh boy.
We all have our cross to bear. Hey, but here's my thing, Nick. Okay, what about bacteria? What about viruses? We have viruses in our bodies that are that we try to kill with antibiotics, and also antiviral medications. Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of evil and wrong? If you go to the next step from spiders and insects, wouldn't it make sense that you should not go after like living organisms?
Who told him about the chlamydia story? I was supposed to say in the green room. Thank you. No comment.
No. Well, I thought I was making a pretty good point, but seriously, that's where it would end up, right?
Where does Buddhism stop, though? Because it's a Buddhist philosophy, isn't it? That you kill a bug and we're going to be reincarnated as a bug and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, but when they made up Buddhism, they didn't know about bacteria at the time. So give them a mulligan.
And spiders kill other bugs. So if he didn't kill that spider, he actually saved the life of a fly.
It's the circle of life.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
Thank you, Chris Christie.
Yes. All right. That was a really interesting... no, it wasn't. Okay, time to take a break. When we come back, we're probably going to talk about something. And... in between, if you have a computer nearby, then you haven't purchased my book, The Joy of Hate. Very simple. You just go to Amazon.com, and there it is. I look really good on that cover, by the way. Autograph copy, ggutfeld.com as well. You can order it there. Or not. Next topic. Well, ahead of her sixth court-ordered rehab stint, Lindsay Lohan says she doesn't have a drug problem and she'd be better off helping kids overseas. God help those children. Yeah. And like they have enough problems. You got these kids. You got these kids in a third world country and you're going to send that? Anyway, in an interview with the talking bobblehead called Piers Morgan, Lilo says, it should be Lilo actually, says people overestimate her cocaine use. Oh, it's overestimated. But at least there's some place to start. And that she prefers ecstasy. Can't argue there. And she says rehab is pointless, explaining there are other things I could do that would benefit me more. The best thing they could do for me would be to make me go abroad to different countries and work with children. And of course, the clubs are more fun there, I guess, Dan. I wouldn't know. I don't really go out anywhere. Why not let her work with kids? If they see how messed up she is, perhaps they might stay away from the drugs. It'd be like a Scared Straight program.
I like that she wants to work with kids so badly that she wants the government to force her to do it before she actually does it.
Yeah, it's like, just make me do it. Yeah. I really want
to
do it.
I'd be happy to if someone forced me to do it.
It's good. Well, you know what? We're not going to make you do it. Oh, great. Then I'm going back to Avenue and getting high. Nick.
She did say, by the way, that that would be good for her. She didn't even, think of the children, you know?
So. I love her. But doesn't she have a point about rehab? If it didn't work before, why should she keep going?
I don't know. Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
You know? I've actually come to think, because I'm a big drug legalizer, I think everything should be legal, even Bill.
Yeah.
And, I think she's an agent provocateur put out by the Obama administration and drug warriors because she is the single greatest argument against legalized drugs.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true. That's true, Imogen. She makes it worse for all the responsible people who go, oh, please, shut up.
Oh, please. She only did dinner off the mirror 4 or 5 times, first of all. Now, the one thing I had to say, when I was looking at this story, I did research the story. Her mugshots are incredible.
Yeah, they're
a
amazing.
Lot better than America's former sweetheart, Reese Witherspoon's.
Yeah.
They are unbelievable. So at least she's got something right, I suppose. The mugshot.
Bill, she is considered a train wreck until we get to you. And then all of a sudden, she's okay.
I'm more like a train ride. Call me, ladies. First of all, let's not be shallow about how she looked in the picture. She's also got a great rack. You got to remember that. Secondly, Lindsay Lohan, I don't think, realizes that when it comes to court-ordered punishments, they don't usually take requests.
Yeah.
If they did, I'm sure that Children in Africa thing would be great.
Yeah.
It's usually, what do you got?
Okay, here's what I found out.
If someone forced me to eat pudding every day, I would.
Could I make this is an amazing, amazing fact. She's 26. And yet, I think I feel like she's aged like Elizabeth Taylor. Like, when you were a kid, I am 48. You would hear about Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton fighting all the time. Yeah. And she died at 80.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan is only 26. I remember my going away party when I left for Maxim, UK. That was in 2004. Yeah. She was sitting with me on that table at 2004. I thought she was like in her 20s. I do the math. She wasn't even 17 when she was sitting there.
So your company let an underage girl let that in there?
No, the upside is, Bill, that company doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
There's no way we burned that place to the ground. Well, actually, it went up everybody's noses. All right, we're going to close things out with a post-game wrap-up from TV's Andy Levy. And to see clips of recent shows, go to foxnews.com/redeye. Back to TV's Andy Levy with the post-game wrap-up. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Nick. I hear you're celebrating a birthday.
Yeah. Reason Magazine, Reason.com, Reason TV, we're in our 45th year. We're 45 years young, and we're going to be celebrating with a massive special triple, quadruple, quintuple issue for our August-September annual double issue.
Excellent. Imogen, you're going to be on FPN tonight, I guess?
Yes, tonight, absolutely. I'll be disagreeing with everybody in the nicest possible way on Cavito later on today.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Dan, what's the latest with the Maxim Hot 100? Miley Cyrus, come on.
That's not confirmed, Andy. what you need to do is go to Maxim.com. Every day we're revealing more and more of the list, and Thursday you're going to find out who's number one.
All right, she better be lying. That's all I can say.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Hey, viewers, remind me by emailing me tomorrow to ban the phrase so-and-so years young.